Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You. We have a terrific show for you today, and it is wonderful to have you joining us. My name is Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area, your host. Back by popular demand, we have Jackie Bowers, the director of IPMR Senior World Adult Day Service Program. Many of you know Jackie when she was previously on air and talked about Senior World, and it was a very popular show. We also have Dave Henriksen joining us, whose wife, Bonnie, is a client at IPMR Senior World. And what is really neat and timely is that IPMR is the feature cover story for the December issue of Healthy Cells Magazine. So welcome to the show, Jackie and Dave.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, nice to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you here. And I just want you all to know that Dave Henriksen, this is wonderful. We went to Bradley together. So who would have dreamed 30-some years ago, and I'm dating myself, that we would now be on air together. So this is great. And Jackie, wonderful to have you back on. So before we get going, can you give us just a brief background about IPMR and actually what that means?
IPMR stands for the Institute of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. And really, it started in Peoria in 1950. And it's a nonprofit, and it began as a physical medicine and rehab center, and it focused a lot on polio care at the time.
Mm-hmm. Because that was popular.
Right. And since then, it has, of course, grown into a very comprehensive therapy institute, and they are the parent company for Senior World.
Right. So let's talk about the background a little bit of Senior World.
Senior World started in the 1981. But in 1980 is when the first adult day centers opened across the United States, because the Department on Aging at a federal level really gets to behind these and realize that how do we not institutionalize every individual just because they may have some chronic illness or maybe a form of dementia. So that's where adult day services first originated from.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting. So how many locations do you have now? I mean, I remember we talked about this, but please refresh our memory.
The IPMR Senior World, we have two. We have one in Peoria and one in Morton.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that the program itself, Jackie, is widely known or well understood?
It's amazing. Just yesterday, I was talking to a group, and the Peoria Senior World's been around 33 years. And Morton, we opened a year ago. And I was talking to a group of individuals in the Peoria area, and they said, oh, we wish we would have known about you 10 years ago when they started the journey. And we've been around 33 years. I think until you're looking for it, you don't always know.
Right.
And a lot of people still don't understand what an adult day program, you know, is about.
Right. Exactly. So now, who is a good candidate for adult day services?
You know, adult day services are for individuals that need supervision. It's maybe not safe for them to be left home alone because of dementia or maybe some other chronic illness like diabetes. Are also, you know, because we are living longer, we have several clients that are there that are socially isolated. They're in their 90s and into their hundreds.
Wow.
And, you know, because they don't drive any longer and they don't have much of a social group any longer, it's a good place for them to come as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, Dave, we're going to bring you into the conversation. How did you find Senior World, and what is your connection to all this?
Well, quite honestly, going back to what Jackie said about people not really realizing what or where Senior World is located, I had no idea. When people mentioned the world Senior World, I said, where's that and what is it? But a good friend of ours, who is also a nurse, said, why don't you check it out? Jackie Bowers is a director, and my wife needed some place to go where she would have a constructive, active day, because I was really concerned about her quality of life once we found out that, you know, she was diagnosed
with
early onset Alzheimer's.
Okay, thank you.
So I met Jackie, kind of a renewed conversation, because I knew who she was from back, you know, when she was a colleague with Bonnie. But when I went down there to visit, I had some preconceived ideas. And when I got there, those preconceived ideas came to light, and I thought, oh, this is not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turned out to be just the opposite. Absolutely wonderful place. And so we decided to give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
That's bring me to almost tears remembering that. And it's been now a while. Because when the first time people come down to visit Senior World or think about an adult day center, you have to really almost admit that this is a service we're going to need. the denial has to be lifted. There is a grieving process with knowing that my loved one, especially early onset dementia, which is usually individuals under 65, need a service that's predominantly meant for individuals that are in their 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So in talking about what Dave was talking about, his preconceived notion. Now, what would a typical day be like with Senior World?
And there is no preconceived because every day is so different depending on the individuals that come to Senior World. But a typical day is we are open in Peoria 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. and in Morton 8:30 to 4:30. So when you come to Senior World, the day can start off with breakfast if it's needed. And for some people that are working, it just saves them an extra half hour in the day, you know, to mm-hmm. have them, you know, take them to Senior World. The nurse can administer the medication and they receive their breakfast. And then after that, it just is activities. This morning, the women were making Thanksgiving napkin rings with yarn and with our occupational therapist.
Oh, neat.
And then some were doing Thanksgiving trivia in Turkey, and then the men were playing dice, and then some were painting wood. It's just what they're interested in. We got to connect with the person.
Right.
So we want to make sure it's about them. And then we have exercise every day. It's so important to exercise their not just their brain but their body. And then we have lunch, and then the activities all again.
Mm-hmm. So this is a Monday through Friday program?
It is a Monday through Friday program.
Okay.
And the activities will vary. You know, we have Bible study. Different churches will come in and do Bible study.
Mm-hmm. That is really great. So now, Dave, what kind of things does Bonnie get involved in there, and what does she enjoy?
Well, it's kind of a very humorous story. When we first started out, I was, again, very protective of her integrity. I didn't just want her lumped into something, you know, just to say, well, you're here, let's just do it. And Jackie, it really brought me to tears, asked her if she'd like to volunteer and help us down here at Senior World, interact with the people, and enjoy her day like that. And I just thought, this is perfect. She has such a great personality, very warm and caring person. And she enjoys talking with people, helping them, directing them, basically, you know, acting as if she's a volunteer. When in fact she might not be a volunteer technically, but she acts like that, and that's what she looks forward to each and every day.
So she feels she has a purpose.
Exactly.
Right. That's the whole thing, is to find that purpose for each individual, whether it be greeting the new every new participant and then letting me know that they're having a good day and that she might think they're going to do well in the program. You know, those types of things. You know, everybody still has a purpose, and it's finding that and helping them achieve it. It's about maintaining dignity. In maintaining
yes.
self-esteem.
Right, and that is so important in anybody's life, but particularly I think as you get older and just, you know, and the way our society is so focused on the young and the beautiful, that it's important to have that. You know, at this moment, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back, but with us we have Jackie Bowers, the director of IPMR Senior World Adult Day Service Program, and Mr. Dave Henriksen, and we're going to talk more about Senior World. We'll be right back.
Worried about your loved one being home alone? IPMR Senior World now has locations in Morton and Peoria. Their adult day program, serving the Tri-County area, offers social activities, nutritious meals, exercise, and medical monitoring that encourage mental and physical well-being, all in a safe, pleasant environment. IPMR Senior World is devoted to the compassionate care seniors deserve. IPMR Senior World, where the people you trust look after the people you love. Visit IPMR.org today.
WPEO would like to congratulate Kim Brooks Miller on her WEEK 25 Women in Leadership Award. This prestigious award is designed to recognize women who have demonstrated unswerving dedication to the betterment of themselves, their family, their company, and their community at large. We congratulate Kim on the work she does to further health education as owner of Healthy Cells Magazine, Greater Peoria Area Metro Edition, and as host of the Healthy You radio program here on WPEO.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome back to Healthy You. It's terrific to have you coming alongside us this morning. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, and our special guests today are Jackie Bowers, the director of IPMR Senior World, the Adult Day Service Program, and also Mr. Henriksen, Dave, who is joining us. And we're having a great conversation. And actually, in coming back, we were talking about, Dave, how your wife was volunteering, so to speak. I mean, she came, felt like she had a purpose. What did she do previously when she was working?
Bonnie was a professor of nursing at Bradley University, and she also had a clinical program down at B'nai B'rith. And I think that's how she and Jackie got involved with each other, because Jackie used to come to Bradley and speak on certain subjects as Alzheimer's or other dementia-type-based mm-hmm. programs. And so she was a professor of nursing, which I think basically is inherited caring type of people, nurses, and always looking for how to help people and help them get along and things like that. So I think the volunteer aspect of her participation at Senior World has just been a perfect fit.
I would say so.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that is wonderful. So, Jackie, what benefits for a person coming to Senior World Adult Day Program? What benefits do you see? And then, Dave, I want to ask you the same question.
Right. It's, you know, and it is just so wide, all the benefits that they receive. But having a community that they know that they go to and they feel comfortable and safe within.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when you, you know, are starting to experience some cognitive changes within yourself, you really can start to get depressed. You can get some empathy. But having a community where you're not alone.
Right.
They're almost, without even sometimes verbalizing it, they are their own support system, you know, with each other. But also, they need to still exercise their brain. There's a professor with the school of, with SIU School of Medicine,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Zach is his name, and he calls it reconnecting the software in the brain. Because there's damage in the brain, we got to find a way to reconnect it. So we do that through different types of brain activities and using different parts of the brain, as well as you've got somewhere to go and belong. People are, when you walk in, waving to you and smiling and saying, come sit here. We all need that. You
know exactly. What? Exactly. And they say people who have that socialization, they live so much longer and have a so much more fulfilled life, because so many, I think, seniors get isolated. And
definitely.
That's a real sad thing, I think. You know. So, Dave, what about you? What's been the benefits?
Well, the benefits are twofold for me. One is it was a very, very emotional time in my life, having just retired, having retirement plans made
already. And what did you do?
I was a teacher in District 150, and before that I was a Peoria police officer. And we had retirement plans made, pretty much carved in stone, and those were basically curtailed based on, you know, the new situation. The benefits I receive is that I've gone from being a grieving, teary-eyed person always, because it was a very heart-rending situation when we first found out, to a person where I'm very optimistic that Bonnie's quality of life, which is paramount, is intact.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she goes to Senior World, enjoys it. When I pick her up in the afternoon, she's on cloud nine.
Oh.
She's very happy. She's had a good day, fulfilling day. And whether she can provide all the details makes no difference. The fact is she acknowledges that she's had a good day. And very briefly, I just need to say this about the Senior World staff. This is a service that they can come and do their job and be just fine. But I recognized months ago they go the extra mile as a normal part of their day. They go the extra mile every single day. And I recognized that early on, and I'm so grateful.
Thank you.
So
yeah, that's a nice
that.
Compliment it to is. You, Jackie, and to IPMR. I think all of staff is that way from what I have experienced, and that makes such a difference. So how has Senior World helped you to overcome the struggles then, Dave, that you have faced? I mean, that's kind of a personal question, but.
Well, I think that Senior World, it first of all, offers a respite for me, and it offers really a respite for Bonnie, too, as far as, you know, mm-hmm. an activity that she enjoys and is fulfilling. It gives me an opportunity to do some things that I want to do. I tutor. We have a Reading Buddies program that I go to at Thomas Jefferson School. And it just gives me an opportunity and take on some of the household chores that I'm now in charge of all of them. And so it gives me an opportunity to do that without having to worry about Bonnie's quality of her day.
Mm-hmm.
It just gives – I think respite is the perfect word. and it gives me an opportunity to know that she's fine, and I have an opportunity to do some things on my own.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question that I know a lot of people struggle with, and I would love the answer from both of you, and particularly Dave, since you're living through this right now. There are a lot of people that feel, oh, I have to take this on, and I cannot do that, and I wouldn't do that, but they really need to have that help and respite, as you said. What would you say to that?
Well, and I think it is hard to know that somebody else, you know, could help step in and take care of my spouse or my mother or my father, who mm-hmm. it might be. And we are the, you know, many of us are the superwoman and the superman, and we are going to do it all. And maybe the quality isn't exactly what we think, you know, that they're going to be able to do. They're not going to be with them one-on-one, maybe like we do, or right next to them every minute. But it's okay to accept the fact that it, you know, we don't want to lower any expectations. But to know that, yes, it is not going to be you doing that. The grief is hard. Asking for help is so hard for people because mm-hmm. we are committed. We love this person. And if I don't do this and I ask for help, am I abandoning them in
right.
this need?
There's a guilt feeling.
There is.
Or possibly pride.
Right. And
yeah.
and there is also probably a financial mm-hmm. element in this as well for many individuals. But when, you know, Dave said that it's a respite for Bonnie as well, none of us are meant to be together 24/7. You know, we just really aren't. We all need a break. Many of us, when we had children, we would get a break. We would hire a babysitter or do things, and we're not a babysitter, but we can't be together 24/7. It's
right.
not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But also it's not healthy for them to only ever have that one person, because if that person gets sick, does need to go do something, they have to be able to trust other caregivers out there, whether it's a family member or a paid caregiver as well.
Exactly. So,
you know, everything Jackie just said is very true. I'm still fighting the sense of letting go of some of the responsibility I feel mm-hmm. towards my wife. But I've come a long way, because at one point there was no way that anybody's going to do anything for her except for me.
Right.
Senior World has taken over a huge part of that quality of life day. But there's weekends and there's evenings. And so what I found is that because we both had good days and they've had some activities that have made a difference for us, then the evenings and weekends are time off, as opposed to what are we going to do now? What are we going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a nice combination for me. Being a caregiver, I've had a lot of challenges in my life, but this is the single most biggest challenge I've ever faced. And it's at times overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
But there are people that do care, and Senior World people, not just as a service, but actually human beings, care
right.
about my wife and care mm-hmm. about the people that go there. Makes
and they
difference.
Care about you, too.
And they care about me, because
right.
I can ask questions anytime. There's no restrictions. We have a good relationship. We have lunches together, you know, and so it's been super.
He is an excellent cook, by the way.
I was just going to bring that up.
He treats us to lunch many times. And, you know, when Dave, another part is when a spouse is not having to do the 24/7 caregiver, I see many times after somebody starts coming to Senior World and they've been coming a while, we start seeing at least some of that relationship connect again. When they pick them up, there's a hug and an embrace and a kiss again, because for a little bit we get to be the husband and wife again. We get to be, you know, maybe mm-hmm. the daughter with their mother again, because they've had the break from that caregiving. And that's very important, too, is to, yeah, you have to take over caregiving, but remember that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's really important. And, you know, Dave, I really appreciate your answer, because it's heartfelt. And I know it's not easy to discuss. Are there some activities that are more beneficial than others that you feel for Bonnie at the program?
Well, you know, what I observe is when she brings things home that she's created or made or they've made together, she's pretty proud of those things. And we display them on the table and, you know, in the breakfast nook, and she talks about them. And she's very, very protective of those things she's mm-hmm. made at Senior World. It doesn't make any difference what it is. It could be arts, crafts, it could be anything. But she's pretty possessive about those things. And it really makes me happy to see that
mm-hmm.
because she enjoys doing that, you know. And just to go back a little bit to what Jackie was saying, Bonnie and maybe many people in this situation have a sense of separation anxiety.
Right.
When she leaves my side, you can see the look in her face like, where are you going?
Mm-hmm.
You know, But senior world fills that void instantly the minute she walks in the door. And when she comes out in the afternoon, she is, like I said before, she's on cloud nine. So it's a win-win situation for me, and it's a win-win situation for Bonnie. And I think that probably the people of senior world enjoy seeing that same interaction.
Absolutely. And that's what would be so rewarding. Now, has your whole family been supportive of this then, or did you have some pushback at first?
Denial. You know, it really isn't happening and things like that. There's a history of this situation in my wife's family. But we have several children that live out of state and out of town, and they're very, very supportive of me, very supportive of me. And, of course, their mother too. But for me, they recognize that I need that emotional support from them. Whether they help me physically or not makes no difference, quite honestly. That emotional support is just huge. It's huge. Probably wouldn't have admitted that 10 years ago.
Right.
You know, a little bit of that male ego, I can do it myself.
Sure.
But quite honestly, it's brought this out, and I'm very glad. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I do have support. A handful of good, close friends are supportive. But you know what? Our children also have children. Mm-hmm. They have their own lives to lead, and I don't want them to interrupt that all the time. So
this is where this has been very beneficial,
yes.
too. So,
yes.
Now, Jackie, do you need a physician referral for Senior World?
We don't necessarily have to have a physician referral, but we do have to have medical information. Because we have to make sure we're protecting everybody there. Also, we have a registered nurse, you know, every day so that she's aware of what other, you know, somebody may have dementia, but they may also be diabetic or they may have congestive heart failure. So we want to monitor, you know, maybe the edema or their weight. So or high blood pressure. So we do want to have a medical history on the individual, the medications that they're taking. So those are things that are required.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. So, you know, both of you now from, you know, your point of view, Dave, and also Jackie, how do you feel that socializing has improved the overall well-being of your clients that are there, and particularly, Dave, if there's something you have noticed?
Well, I've actually that socialization is just as important for me as it is for Bonnie. I find when I go tutor or if I have some kind of social interaction with other people, the stress almost vanishes. Bonnie's the same way. When she comes back and says that she's had a great day, I know that socialization makes a difference. In the evening, she's calm and she's happy and we have dinner and we go to bed and I'm saying, thank you. I look up and say, thank you. Because all that interaction she had during Senior World during the day has been socially based.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been excellent for both of us.
Is it on the weekends then? Is it different?
The only difference on weekends is that I have to be creative as to our activities.
Okay.
Because I'm filling a void now. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's
of
a little bit of a
catch.
I'm
right.
filling the senior world void that doesn't exist on weekends. And it's been easier as we've gone along because there are a lot of things we don't do during the week that we can do on weekends.
Right.
But at first, it's a very tedious task. To fill that void, which is a compliment to Senior World, but
it was kind
of a challenge for me. But it's working out much better now.
Okay, great. Jackie, I'm sorry. You were
going to
say
something. Most people don't have 50 people in their living room, and that's what I have to tell many family members. Mom just wants to come every morning. Well, where's 50 people to socialize with at Senior World? You know, the research has continued, you know, and you alluded to this earlier. The research is really indicating that the socialization, especially in seniors' overall well-being, but also depression, you know, really makes a difference, but also the cognition. And I think we really need to think about that for our seniors that are out there that we know may be socially isolated. Mom won't get out of the house. She only wants to watch TV. What do we need to do to encourage that? Because we know that it's overall best for their well-being.
Right, exactly. And so, Dave, you're highly endorsing Senior World from your...
Yeah, I have absolutely no qualms at all to tell anybody and everybody about Senior World. Have done so. People ask me, is it a good place to go? I say, it's fantastic. And I have never, you know, you always hear something from somebody. Well, I've heard bad things about this organization. Never once have I heard anything negative about Senior World, ever. Mm-hmm. And I have a large group of contacts in this town, so never.
Okay.
So it's been just excellent.
Yeah.
I just couldn't say enough.
Yeah. Well, that's such a compliment again to you, Jackie, and IPMR. Well, I want to thank you both for coming on the show and truly sharing such heart felt answers, and particularly Dave, you know, because I know it's been tough for you. And what's really neat, though, is that you as listeners, you know, here you've heard them both on air, but you get to read about their stories again in the upcoming feature of December's Healthy Cells magazine on IPMR. So be sure to pick up your copy. So thank you both for coming on.
You're really welcome. Thank you. Thank you for asking us.
And Jackie, thank you for what you do. I so appreciate it. And Dave, thank you again for coming on here. And also thank you for serving our country. Yeah, we have a Vietnam vet with us, and I have great respect for many reasons. So as we close again, I'd like to share a brief overview of IPMR and the contact information. Remember, IPMR is a nonprofit, comprehensive outpatient rehabilitation facility. IPMR Senior World is an example of the IPMR mission to improve function of quality of life. After hearing today's show, if you would like more information or have a guided tour of IPMR Senior World in Peoria or Morton, please call 309-495-4530 or visit IPMR.org. This is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine. It's been terrific to have you joining us today. And please feel free to contact me at peoria.healthycells or visit us on Facebook or read us online. Anyway, God bless you, and we look forward to being with you again next Saturday. Until then, be in your best health now.
Worried about your loved one being home alone? IPMR Senior World now has locations in Morton and Peoria. Their adult day program serving the Tri-County area offers social activities, nutritious meals, exercise, and medical monitoring that encourage mental and physical well-being, all in a safe, pleasant environment. IPMR Senior World is devoted to the compassionate care seniors deserve. IPMR Senior World, where the people you trust look after the people you love. Visit IPMR.org today.